I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. Last summer, Japan announced tariffs on imported U.S. frozen beef products of 50%. It was a safeguard to protect Japan's beef producers. The tariff is expected to expire at the end of March. It's expected to revert back to the former 38%. USDA Undersecretary Ted McKinney is back from Japan, where he discussed ag trade issues with Japanese leaders and met with Japanese buyers.
I raised it proactively, saying thank you for what intends to happen, which is the lifting of that safeguard. And they acknowledged my thank you, so I took that to mean it's going to happen. They're an honorable people, and I'd be very disappointed if it didn't get lifted. And we did raise a number of questions about products that are waiting approvals or have some obstacle or some issue to solve. And these are really a great opportunity to solve those, separate from renegotiating any sort of major deal.
U.S. frozen beef exports were down 13% in January, according to the U.S. Beef Export Federation. At the same time, beef exports value rose to over $33 million. When the tariffs were announced, Terry Frankhauser, executive vice president of the Colorado Cattlemen's Association, called them an artificial trigger and a loss for Japanese consumers, for whom U.S. beef is one of the key dining pleasures. He accurately predicted it would reduce the amount of beef that gets traded.
I'm Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network of the West.